Okay, let's open our Bible to Book of Psalm, chapter 45, verse 2. Psalm chapter 45, verse 2. The word says, "Thou art fairer than children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God hath blessed thee forever." Grace is poured into thy lips. That's a line which I'm going to speak about. And the second portion from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. Okay, the verse is, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead." Then Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." Let's pray. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your presence in our midst, Lord. Thank you, God, for your visitation. Lord, we commit this word into your mighty hand, Lord, as we believe this word of God breathed by you, Lord. Thank you so much, God, for the word which you are going to give us to inspire us. You are going to instruct us precisely today evening, Lord. Be with us. Bless us, God. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Okay, actually, as we read Psalm chapter 45, verse 2, "Grace is poured into thy lips." Meaning, still I remember the ABD class, how the class was on this chapter and verse. Meaning, this is very important in our lives, to have our lips with full of grace. Because the day and the age we live in, this is the one going to deliver anyone out of the bondage of their sin, their guilt, and their shame. Grace is the one God used in this day and age to deliver anyone out of the bondage of sin and shame and the fear. Okay, now even Apostle Paul warns in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, "Let no corrupt communication out of your mouth. Let you minister grace to the hearers." Why I'm saying this, even why Apostle Paul was saying that, in the outreach, this is very much evident. The moment we say, a sinner can be saved by grace through faith, the moment we say that, how can you say that? When we tell them this is what God wants from man to be saved by grace through faith, even they say that God is false. That's how the opposition we would confront in the outreach. That tells you and me this is the right message. Because truth must confront the flesh. Truth must offend the flesh. Now, that's what Paul says. Grace is the one going to deliver anyone out of the bondage of sin, shame, and guilt. Nothing else going to deliver them out. Okay, now, the sin, when we read that grace is poured into thy lips, the grace means, the Hebrew word is C-H-E-N. C-H-E-N. That means to favor someone. To favor someone. As we know, the meaning of grace, we receive something what we don't deserve. So, we are receiving favor from someone. Okay, now the same word is found in Genesis chapter 6 verse 8. Noah found favor in the sight of God. The same C-H-E-N. So we can understand it is a favor God is showing to his creation, to his own people. Okay. Now what I want to conclude here, Romans chapter 6 verse 14 says, we are no longer under law, but under grace. What I mean, in this day and age, people are miserable the way they are in this day and age. Why I'm repeating this again and again, that is a reality in which everyone lives. Now that is what grace is, the one going to deliver anyone out of their bondage. I'm repeating this for a purpose. Okay, now the same thing we are going to study here in short time from book of Ruth. Okay, let's turn to book of Ruth. God is going to deal with you and me in grace, no more under law, because law has been fulfilled by Christ when Jesus died on the cross. It is done away, it is fulfilled by Christ. Now we don't have to keep the law to be saved. God asked us to believe in him in order to be saved, and we are forever on the way to heaven. We are eternally secured because by grace through faith, nothing else. Grace plus nothing. Grace plus nothing. Okay, now let's, as we turn to book of Ruth, okay, we see there the background of the story is, I will just quickly run through the story. Naomi going out of Jerusalem to Moab because of famine. And now I would name Naomi as backslidden Christian. I would say that backslidden Christian. If anyone is angry with me, you can deal with me later after the message. Okay, so Naomi goes out of Jerusalem and she is in Moab. And where she finds two daughters-in-law, and they are on the way back to Jerusalem. So there, I would want to see Naomi as a backslidden Christian, how grace, because God kept all the believers under grace, God is going to deal with anyone in grace, how God is going to deal with Naomi as a backslidden Christian, and how God is going to deal with Ruth as a child of God, just born again, and she is wanting to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. How the same grace is going to deal with Naomi, and how the same grace is going to deal with Ruth, and how the same grace is going to deal with Boaz. I'll just see, quickly run through that. Just pay attention. That's what my request from my side. Okay. Ruth chapter 1, verse 6. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law. She might return from the country of Moab. She had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Now, what do we want to say here? If anyone believes in Christ, God makes an occasion to reveal grace to the particular individual at any cost. Meaning, now Ruth just joined Naomi, and Ruth made a choice to come with Naomi to Jerusalem. Now on the way, though Naomi is a backslidden Christian, still Ruth choosing to follow Naomi because of that, God choosing to reveal grace to Ruth. I would want to say here, where it is. Okay, verse 6. Naomi hearing the message that Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. I mean, in the condition in which Ruth was in, it's a horrible place. Moabites, they had a sexual prostitutes in their land. That is how they believed. That's how they practiced. It's a horrible. Now, She is coming out of that land. Because she made a choice to walk with Naomi and come out of that land, God is willing to show him that. God is willing to show them favor to his people. Meaning, little glimpse to Ruth. Little glimpse, not much. Later on, God expands the revelation of grace to Ruth as the capacity enlarges. Okay, now she just coming out. Now God transferring the message to Ruth through Naomi that God visited them, showing them favor. Now Ruth decided to follow Naomi, though Naomi is as a backslidden Christian, as she also walking back to Jerusalem. Okay, now verse 13, chapter 1, verse 13. Now we can see as a backslidden Christian how she professing, or she is confessing about Lord. She says, hand of the Lord is gone out against me. Hand of the Lord is gone out against me. Meaning this is a false confession where even Ruth is with Naomi. This statement goes against book of Isaiah chapter 49 verse 16. Book of Isaiah chapter 49 verse 16, the verse says, God has inscribed me on his palms of his hands. Meaning we are all believers. God wrote your name and my name in his palm of his hands. Meaning this tells me that how much God cares for us. He's not going to throw us out. We are forever settled in heaven. We are seated in heavenly places. But Naomi, the way she tells that the hand of the Lord is against me. But still, Ruth willing to follow Naomi toward Jerusalem. Then as we run through that, then Orpha willing to go back to her own place. Still Ruth willing to walk with Naomi all the way. And then as she goes, verse 22, chapter 1, verse 22, it says, so Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem with the beginning of barley harvest. There was a famine in the beginning. Now they arrived to the place where barley harvest is happening. Meaning, Ruth heard that God is visiting them, giving them food, showing them favor in a small glimpse. Now as Ruth walked with Naomi, reached Jerusalem, there was a barley harvest. No more famine, it's a harvest. Meaning Ruth got to see the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ towards his people. Harvest. Harvest means we're ready to eat. No more famine, ready to eat. Now Ruth's capacity enlarged through the journey. Now God revealing to Ruth some greater things. Now Ruth understood this God is a gracious God. This God is a gracious God. She understood how God choosing to reveal or deal with his people in grace, no more under law. Though Naomi in the same backslidden condition, and she is talking many things back and forth. Then as we run through, then Ruth ends up with Boaz, and the first time Ruth uses word grace, chapter 2 verse 2. And glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. Because Ruth, now she's asking God, can I find grace? Meaning, she's mentioning the word grace. That itself is a miracle. Because now she understood, she's asking, can I find grace? Then God leads him to Boaz. And Boaz, showering to Ruth with the gracious lips. Boaz telling Ruth, go and take all the sheaves. Take everything. Meaning Boaz commanding his laborers to leave many things behind so that Ruth can take it. Meaning it's a marvelous place actually to be in, meaning receiving what we do not deserve. Ruth is enjoying. Now she can able to comprehend because the capacity is enlarged. Now, then Naomi also understood now. She is praising God when she understood Boaz were on the way and Ruth met Boaz and everything. When the moment Naomi heard, Naomi worshipping God again. Meaning there was a restoration happened to the backslidden Christian. Number two, God could reveal to the small child as Ruth is growing up how gracious God he is. Third, God used Boaz's gracious lips. Now, as a result of this, in book of Matthew, we can see Boaz and Ruth's name in Jesus Christ's genealogy. Meaning because they understood grace, when they had gracious lips, it can do so much. There was no Ruth and Boaz to see Jesus Christ born into this world and Jesus Christ saved the whole world. They were not lived to see those things. But we are the benefit of those things. Same way when we understand, when we speak the gracious words from our lips which can deliver many, many people from sin and shame and guilt. After many years, we don't know what things can happen through whom. We don't know. That's what Paul is telling there. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Let you minister grace to the listeners. That's what Boaz did. That's what God spoke to Ruth, revealed grace. As a result, wherever we see David, the word is always attached, son of Jesse. Son of Jesse, always David, son of Jesse. David, son of Jesse. Obed was a son of Ruth. Imagine. So God can do wonders when we just have the gracious lips in our mouth. When the love of Christ constraineth us, when the love of Christ poured in our hearts, Romans 5:5, then what is going to come out? Grace. Just grace. Because the grace is the one going to deliver it. Including myself, including you and others. Okay, so we are under grace, we are no more under law. Let us have lips filled with grace. Okay, thank you Lord for this time. Thank you Lord that we are under your grace. You are there for us always, Lord, to show us the favor which we don't deserve, we never ever deserve, Lord. Thank you so much, God, for teaching us. Be with us, God. Bless us, God. Speak to us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.